the final hour of today's edition of the Chad Hastie Show. News Talk 790 KFYO. Phone lines are open to you. Remember, no topic ever dies. If it's already been brought up today, you can call in. 770-5790, toll free. 1-800-687-0790 if you still want to comment on the healthy Lubbock living together downtown deal. You can do that. If you want to sound off on any of the other topics that have been brought up today, feel free to dial in. 770-5790, toll free. 1-800-687-0790. So Councilman Victor Hernandez yesterday, he was not acting as a councilman. He was acting as the chairman, president, whatever, the Lubbock chapter, the Tejano Democrats. Now, I'll read you part of the story from the Fox affiliate, and then the AJ has a few more quotes as well. But this from Fox. The Lubbock chapter, the Tejano Democrats, led by Councilman Victor Hernandez, spoke at the same bakery on Wednesday that Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott spoke to voters on Tuesday, along with his campaign trail for governor. Now, this is what Victor Hernandez had to say. Quote, "Yesterday, Greg Abbott came into our house uninvited, wanting to somehow give the illusion that Lubbock County Hispanic community is supportive. On Tuesday, Abbott introduced his wife of 32 years, who happens to be a Latina. He had a lot of nice things to say about her. Yeah, I mean, that's what you do. And then he said, by the way, when I take my oath of office as your next governor, history will be made in the state of Texas, Abbott said, because at that time, my wife will be the first Latina first lady in the history of the great state of Texas. Here comes Councilman Victor Hernandez. He's not very happy. But I really don't want to say a lot about his wife because this really isn't about his wife. It's about her husband, Hernandez said. Hernandez said the issues Abbott raised in his tone do not come off well to the Lubbock Hispanic community. So if you're listening to me right now, Victor Hernandez has decided that he speaks for you. You know, Victor Hernandez, the guy who a few years ago was almost kicked off the couch for not paying taxes, the guy who can't pay his mortgage and wants you to bail him out on that, that guy represents all Lubbock Hispanics now. Right? The guy who had a few choice words on an open mic for a female mayor years ago. Remember that? He speaks for all of you, all the Hispanics out there in Lubbock County now. Hernandez said the issues Abbott raised and his tone do not come off well to the Lubbock Hispanic community. Quote, he's using props, really, in my viewpoint. It's disrespectful to our community. What he needs to do is to go beyond the props of a background of a Mexican restaurant and actually come into our community. Hey, Victor, what have you done for the Hispanic community? You know, you were speaking at the same bakery. And by the way, Victor, you said that Greg Abbott came into our house uninvited. You don't own the Jimenez Bakery. One of the owners, Connie Jimenez, does own the Jimenez Bakery. She's one of two owners. And guess what, Victor? She introduced and endorsed Greg Abbott at the Jimenez Bakery. The only thing you, Victor, have done for the Hispanic community is try to raise their taxes and vote to increase the LPNL rate. Good job, Victor. You're really fighting hard there for the Jimenez Bakery, aren't you? But you go ahead and you keep it. You know, if Victor does know a thing or two about using the Hispanic community as a prop, though, because he does it often. Now, is that what Greg Abbott was doing? No. He was invited by the owners of the Jimenez Bakery to speak at their location. You see, Victor thinks that people are stupid. And granted, there are a lot of stupid people out there, but he's treating everyone, and he's treating the Lubbock Hispanic community as stupid. He's basically saying the Lubbock Hispanic community, you're all ignorant because you don't know how campaigns work. You see, Victor knows that these things are planned in advance, weeks in advance. Yeah, they got to have security there. There was security. They've got to make sure everything is right. They got to make sure, hey, a gubernatorial candidate like Greg Abbott is not just going to show up and have an event that takes up the entire restaurant. I mean, this thing was full. That's not going to happen. And Victor knows this. He's smart. He knows he's an idiot, but he's smart. And so what he's just using people in the Hispanic community, and now he's saying that he speaks for the entire Hispanic community of Lubbock County. Victor, what have you done? I've asked this question before, and I have yet to receive an answer from anyone who supports Victor Hernandez. And maybe they don't listen to this show. I'm sure a few of them do. And I would love to hear, what has Victor done for the Hispanic community in Lubbock? Victor Hernandez said Greg Abbott comes in here. He uses the Hispanic community as a prop. No, Victor, you do. Hernandez, quote, he's using props. Really, in my viewpoint, it's disrespectful to our community. What he needs to do is go beyond the props of a background Mexican restaurant and really come into our community. Really, Victor? Where do you live? You don't really pay anything, but where do you live? Country club area? Pretty wide over there, isn't it, Victor? I don't see you very much in the poor neighborhoods. I don't see you living there. Why not, Victor? If you care so much about the Hispanic community, why aren't you living in the poorer neighborhoods, Victor? Living where all the white people are. Why? It's just a question. I don't know. You live wherever you want. Carl Tepper, Lubbock County Republican Party chairman, said, quote, you know, it's funny. I see it the other way. I see Victor continually using race as a prop. Nice. I think it's sad. I think it's uncalled for. I think we live in a great community in Lubbock, Texas. It's time to shed all these issues about race. I think it's time we work together as a community. Hernandez said the Latino community wants to be treated respectfully, fairly, and sincerely. Hernandez said, quote, what issues, community issues specifically, would you have liked to see him address better, or all the candidates for that matter, reporter asked Hernandez. I'm sorry, that's what a reporter asked Hernandez. Hernandez went on to say, well, on a state level, we're really talking about a myriad of issues, immigration being a big one, education another one. Abbott said, quote, I will focus on improving education in our schools. I will secure the border, keeping people in the state safe. I guess that wasn't good enough for Victor Hernandez. Victor, you're a pretty sad excuse for a community activist. You know that? You're just like Al Sharpton. Actually, you're worse than Al Sharpton. I think I may give Al Sharpton a little more credit than I give you, Victor. Just slightly. Would love to hear from anyone. You can call in today. You can call in tomorrow. Would love to hear what Victor Hernandez has done for the Hispanic community in this town. Or actually in this county, since he's now speaking for the entire county. He comes into our house uninvited. Victor, you're throwing around the race card. If someone would say that about you, if there was a white guy, if Glenn Robertson, when he was running against you, would have said, Victor comes into our house, and he's speaking at a country club, you would have thrown down the racist card so fast. Wonder who the real racist is, Victor. You know all about using the Hispanic community as a prop. You keep doing it. That's, I guess it's working for you, Victor. You know how to use people. You know how to prime their emotion. You know how to lie to the Hispanic community. You know how to say that you feel their pain. You feel for them. Yet you go back to the country club, you hang out there, don't you, Victor? Now, Victor, if any of your neighbors in the white area where you live, if they were to say, he comes into our neighborhood uninvited, what would you say about that, Victor? No one has to clear anything through you to go to the Jimenez Bakery. They were nice enough to open it for you. They opened both doors, in fact, for you, so you could waddle in there and you could say your ignorant ass statements. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. 770-5790, Chad Hastie Show. Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. And by the way, Victor, if you want to tell the folks what you've done for the Hispanic community, you're welcome in this house any day. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. Steve.
Chad, I'm laughing. I'm laughing so hard I can't even stand up. I'm serious. First of all, I really appreciate you taking the stance. I'm not surprised by the stance you're taking. And I'm like you. I really believe. And you actually stole some of my thunder. I was actually going to use Jesse Jackson. I mean, the reason why I believe, and I do have a right to say it, by golly, because we are becoming part of an elite minority. We're a heterosexual white male over the age of 50. So I do have a right to say that I think that part of the reason why we're seeing so much still racism in this country is because of people like Victor, like Jesse Jackson, like Al Sharpton, because they're constantly throwing out a race card, trying to get people that are uninformed, trying to get them emotional about a situation or a person, and then they want to throw out and say, well, how dare you? Well, you know what? I mean, I realize he has the freedom to say what he wants to say, but say it with some intelligence. Because, like you said, you pointed out very clearly, he was invited there. And I'll be proud to say that I'll be happy to say that I voted, you know, for our next governor. You know, people want to make fun of him that he's old, he's in a wheelchair. I mean, look at all the things that they've said about this man from the other, so to speak, ethnicities. Well, the fact that he's just like Robert Pratt, who has an Hispanic wife. What difference does that make to Victor or to Jesse Jackson or to an Al Sharpton? It's just sad. And then whenever, if somebody calls in your show, you hide and watch. If somebody knows, who they are, you watch and don't see if they don't get grief. Well, and I really would like to see some more of those great community meetings like they had, where they had to have the police called out, where the riots broke out during the campaigning. What was it, last year?
Yeah.
For commissioner? Yeah. Yeah, that's how you do things, Victor.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good day out there.
You're welcome.
Back to the phones we go. Tracy. Tracy, you're on KFYM.
Good morning, Chad. I just wanted to say that, you know, first off, I don't understand how Victor has been reelected, and the reason I say that is because he's been an embarrassment, not just to the Hispanic community, but to the city of Lubbock as a whole, starting back even way back when Wendy Sitton was mayor, and you remember the remark he made, he lives over in the country club area, but what I understand, he's not even making his house payments, or wasn't.
Right.
And it just boils down to the character of the individual. And I personally feel like the Hispanic community of Lubbock deserves better. I really feel sorry for them being represented by Victor Hernandez. And I just feel like they deserve much better representation in the city and in the city government and in projects that would that would enhance their community. I just, you know, it is a sad day.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Tracy. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Back to the phones, and Daryl, you're on KFYN.
Good morning, Chad. How are you this morning, my
friend? Doing all right.
Hey, I got a new name for Victor.
Okay.
We need to call him Santa Ana Hernandez.
Okay.
How does that sound?
You know, I think Santa Ana had more victories. So.
Yeah, about like San Jacinto.
I think, I mean, I'm just throwing out, you might be insulting Santa Ana there, you know?
Well, you know, I resent paying for this clown's house.
Yeah.
You know, he's on federal funds on that.
Yeah.
And I resent it. I don't even live in Lubbock, and I hate him.
Daryl, thank you very much.
Hey, one thing. Yeah. I know where he got his training. Remember who else was a community organizer?
Thank you very much. Let's see here. This via email, Micah. Victor equals Sheila Jackson Lee. You know, Micah, I don't know if I'd go that far. At least Sheila Jackson Lee supports school choice. No, seriously, she does. Look it up. Her and this is, if you haven't seen the video, this is the oddest video. Sheila Jackson Lee and Ted Cruz holding a rally together. No, seriously, you can look it up. Sheila Jackson Lee and Ted Cruz holding a school choice rally together down in Houston. It was, I know I had to stop drinking for a second and go, is this serious? Is this real? Yeah. So I don't, I mean, at least Sheila Jackson Lee has one redeeming quality. I'm still looking for an answer, by the way. You can send me an email if you'd like, chat at KFYO.com. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook. Still looking for the answer. What has Victor Hernandez done for the Hispanic community in Lubbock County? Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. Remember, no topic ever dies here on the program, so if it's already been brought up, you can feel free to dial in and sound off on the subject that you would like to talk about. Earlier in the show, we talked about the Healthy Living Task Force, talking about Victor Hernandez right now. The fact that Victor throwing down not only the race card, but the entire deck yesterday. Acting as though he is the leader of the Hispanic community. Not only in his district, but throughout the entire county now. And if you went to the speech, if you went to the event was not aimed at the Hispanic community. The event was aimed at everybody, Texans, people who walked in. There's a very small amount of time that was actually spent talking about the border. I mean, he went through, it was a basic stump speech, a speech that Greg Abbott probably gives in every single city. You know, same speech. And it was no different. He had Victor Hernandez, and I'm wondering, you know, what his play is here. If he's trying to get some national or statewide, if he's aiming for something higher, I don't really know. It's just for Victor Hernandez to come out and just make the ignorant ass statements that he made yesterday. Saying that Greg Abbott doesn't care. I mean, care about the Hispanic community, that he's insulting the Hispanic community. Give me a break. I can promise you, Victor Hernandez has done worse. He's done much worse to the Hispanic community in this town than Greg Abbott ever will. And I know this is a white guy talking about Victor Hernandez. So in some circles, that'll be deemed racist. But folks, it's true. Victor Hernandez has done nothing to improve the lives of the Lubbock Hispanic community. He hasn't. You know, you look at the hotel, and I can't remember the name of the hotel that's going in over by Texas Tech. And it's going to bring jobs to that community and into that area. It's only going to be a plus. Yet Victor wanted to slow things down. He wanted to slow it down. He wanted to have community meetings. Why? Because no one ran it by him. Victor thinks that he owns every little thing in his district. And if something isn't run by him, he gets very upset. The only thing that Victor Hernandez has done for the Lubbock Hispanic community is make them feel like a victim. You know, because Victor's very good at playing the victim card. That's all he does. He disagrees with members of the city council. It's always somebody else disagreeing with him, though, remember? It's never Victor disagreeing with them. It's always someone has a problem with Victor. The mayor has a problem with Victor, even though Victor gets into the mayor's face. Look at the city manager. Look at Wendy Sitton. Yet the folks in his district keep voting for him again and again and again. And why? I think it's because Victor keeps playing the race card, and he keeps playing the victim. You know, I really wonder how many people know about Victor Hernandez, where he lives. I wonder how many people really know the true story about Victor Hernandez. It makes you wonder. A drive-by. Do all non-Hispanics in Lubbock have to be invited by Victor in order to visit the bakery? I'm going to speak for Connie Jimenez. And Connie, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to say no. That the Jimenez Bakery will accept everybody and your money into the Jimenez Bakery. You know, I thought Connie did a great job introducing Greg Abbott. You know, and she even said in her speech, and I've got the video on my phone, and she says, we hope to make you the next governor. So it sounds like to me, Victor, you don't speak for Connie Jimenez, the owner of the Jimenez Bakery, where you spoke yesterday and where you used the Hispanic community as a prop. Let's go back to the phones. HR.
Hey, Chief, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Let me start off by saying, Chad, you do have the number one radio program in the city.
Thank you very much.
There is no doubt about that. I went to go get a birth certificate one time downtown, and I saw Victor Hernandez as he was going in, and I was telling him, I asked, do you ever listen to the Chad Hedges show on 790? I said, you make topic all the time. And he smiled and went in, and it told me then that the reason he is so outrageous on the things that he does is because he wants to be out there, and he wants to be on the number one radio program, whether it's good or bad.
You think that's it?
Throughout this city, huh?
You think this? You think he just wants me to talk about him? You think that's what it is?
I wouldn't be surprised if he's sitting back at his desk right now with both hands locked behind his head, just listen. And because anytime you speak about somebody, good or bad, it's still advertisement of that person. And like I said, because the smile on his face told me he had no problem. He was good with it. And I think he does this stuff just to irritate the people of this city.
Well, you know what? That might be it. Maybe he's a genius.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, he's marketing himself one way or another.
He is.
But I'm going to tell you this. What's the name? Wendy? Wendy Davis, I mean, anybody who would align themselves with her need to have their head examined. And I'm enjoying the rest of this show.
Thank you very much, HR.
Thank you, sir. Bye.